Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Mem. Hey, we are holding on Daf Mem Dalet and Beis. We are about 20 lines from the end of the page on Mem Dalet and Beis at the two dots. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, Ali Lenishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, Nisham Shavan Aliyah. We thank him very much for the sponsorship. So, first thing we're going to talk about is that something can only become pigul if the machshava happens during an avodah b'chutz and it's about an avodah. But if it's during an avodah b'fanim or it's about an avodah b'fanim, then it cannot become pigul. What's unique about that discussion is at the end of that discussion, Rav is going to paskin halacha ke, that the halacha follows a particular shita. So that's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of hilchas al-mashicha. Do we need to paskin halachas that have no bearing bizman azeh, that only clearly relate to the zman beis hamikdash? And that discussion takes us to the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to have a machlokas about the application of the various psulim of karbanos, pigul and osar and tame, all of those psulim of karbanos to katshe akum. What if it's a goy's karban? Is a karban of a nachri subject to the problems of pigul and osar and tame? And the Gemara is going to discuss what the source for the opinions are, and then the Gemara is going to talk about whether the opinion that treats katshe akum to the same psulim and the same dinim as Kodshei Yisrael, does that opinion hold that dam shenitma, that if the blood became tameh, that it could be meratzeh for Kodshei Akum, that such dam can still provide some level of ritzui as it does for Kodshei Yisrael? Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about all of the things that we listed that are not subject to pigul, the komets and the nesachim and all the eitzim and the levon, all of the things that we listed that don't have a matir, that aren't subject to pigul, are those items still subject to the other isurim of a karban? Are they subject to tuma and to nosar? Right? Is it only pigul that they are excluded from? And the Gemara is going to bring the sources for the idea that tuma and nosar might apply even to parts of a karban that don't have a matir, that are not subject to pigul, but those parts of a karban may still be subject to tuma and to nosar. So let's begin again. We're 20 lines about, or maybe 21 lines even, before the end of the page at the two dots. Last run line is Rabbi Elazar. So says Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar says the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, different kirsos. If a person has a kohen as a machshava of chutz l'zmano when he's doing an avoda that's bachutz, so pigel, then it's a pigel, then that's actually pigel. But bedavar nasa b'fnim, if the maisa that he's thinking about is a maisa, meaning that he's thinking about doing chutz l'zmano, is a maisa that's done in the heichel, further in, not just in the azara, then lo pigel, then it does not affect pigel. So ketzad, so for example, hayomid bachutz, he's standing outside in the azara. In the Azara, the Amar Areni Shochet, and he says, I'm shechting this karban lehazos midamo lemachar, in order to sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi in the Heichal at the wrong time, lemachar, chutz lezmano. So lo pigel doesn't become pigel, shemachshava b'chutz b'davar nasa b'fnim, lo pigel. Because having a machshava while you're in the Azara about that which you're going to do in the Heichal does not affect pigel. Hayomi b'fnim, if he was standing in the Heichal, the Amar Areni. He says, I'm sprinkling this dam of this carbon almanas to be maktir the emurim velishpoch shirayim, or to be to pour the shirayim on the mizbeach achitzon lemachar chutz lezmano. So he's standing in the heichal thinking about doing something chutz lezmano in the azara, lo pigel, it's not become pigel shemachshav b'fnim bedavar nasa b'chutz, because that is a machshav b'fnim about that which is nasa b'chutz. Aval hayom but if he was standing in the Azara, va'amar hareni shochet lishpoch shirayim lemachar or lahakter emurim lemachar, and he has a machshav v'chutz lezmano about being shofech the shirayim on the mizbeach achitzon to be makter the emurim on the mizbeach achitzon, so he's in the Azara and he's thinking about doing chutz lezmano in the Azara. So then pigel, because shemachshav v'chutz bedavar anasa b'chutz, because then it meets all criteria. He's having the machshava while he's bachutz about that which is done bachutz, and that's why it becomes pigul. Amar Rav Shimon Levi Mikra, where do we find the pasuk that that's true? So the pasuk says kasher yura mishor zevach hashlamim. So we darsh v'chimal lemanu mishor zevach hashlamim me'ata. Why are we comparing? Why does the Torah itself make a link between the par kohen mashiach and the carbon shlamim? All the dinim of the harama semurim that the pasuk is talking about are actually mefurish in the pasuk about par kohen mashiach. I don't need to flip some pages in my chumash and find the din of carbon shlamim in order to know what the halachos are about the par kohen mashiach. So why does the Torah have to tell me? Oh, you do with the par kohen mashiach X, Y, and Z, just like you do by the carbon shlamim. You already told me X, Y, and Z. I don't need to look at carbon shlamim. So why would you mention carbon shlamim? Ella makish par kohen mashiach l'shor zevach shlamim. It must be we're creating a hekish to teach me a different din that links par kohen mashiach to a carbon shlamim. Ma shor zevach shlamim atchu maisav machshavosav al mizbeach chitzon. Just like a carbon shlamim, by definition, the actions of the carbon shlamim, the avoda that you do by a carbon shlamim, where you'll have a machshavos pigul and the machshavos that which you're having machshavos about are all about the mizbeach chitzon, because there's nothing about the carbon shlamim that's done in the heichal. Everything about the carbon shlamim is on the mizbeach chitzon. So af par kohen mashiach, so to the par kohen mashiach, even though there are elements of par kohen mashiach that are done bifnim, that are done in the heichal, it's only going to become pigul ad shi machshavos of masav al mizbeach chitzon. It's only going to become pigul if both that which you're doing while you're having the machshava and that which you're having the machshava about are outside of the heichal, are in the azara. So amrav nachan amrav barvu amrav halach Rav Lazar Shem Mishum Rabbi Yossi, that we taka paskin like Rav Lazar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, that in order to be mefagel a korban, you need to have the machshava b'chutz, and it needs to be about that which is b'chutz. So I'm Rav Yosef. The Gemara says Rav Yosef. We have the girsa, probably the Tosos on the Mem Hamadal says clearly the girsa should be Rav Yosef. So we'll change it from Rav to Rav Yosef. So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef comments Hilchsa l'mashicha. This halacha is only needed for Yemos HaMashiach when we rebuild the base of Mikdash. So we're not kovea halacha. You only say halacha when you're trying to tell people how to behave. This is not something about how to behave, because we're not knowing this until we have a base of Mikdash again. So why do you have to be kovea halacha about this? In the mitzvah Eisan, he raises the question that there is a shita that we're going to have later on Daf Samach Beis that we're makrif karbanos bizman hazeh, even bizman shein base of Mikdash kayam. So it does have enough gemina bizman hazeh. We just need access to the harabais, and then we could be makrif karbanos. So the mitzvah Eisan says that based on what Tosos writes on Daf Nuntes, that only by Ketores do we have this idea that you could be makrif afal bishein bayis. So then it makes sense, because this is not about Ketores, right? This is about karbanos in general, and that's why we're asking l'chusul mashicha. However, the Rambam in Beis HaBechira, Perek Beis HaLacha Dalet, is very clear that it's about all karbanos. That all karbanos you could be makrif even when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So we're back to our kasha. So why is this l'chusul mashicha? It's halacha l'mais even b'zman hazeh. So the Brisker Rav explains that the chatos hapnimios are for sure not shaykh b'zman hazeh, because the parkoid mashiach they didn't even have in bayis sheni, because the shemina mishcha was nignaz, and parlam dovishal tzibur is not shaykh because we're all tameim, and korban tzibur which is ein kavul ozman is not dochetuma, and parkoid gadol is not shaykh because a minu koin gadol is only with the bezin shel shuvim ve'echad, and we don't have a bezin shel shuvim ve'echad. So when you go through the particulars, says the Brisker Rav, of any of the karbanos that are going to be bifnim, where this halacha would be nogea for the karbanos that are b'chutz, like a karban shlamim, you don't need this halacha. Obviously, everything is b'chutz. This is only nogea to karbanos that are bifnim, and we're mechadesh, that even though there are things that are done bifnim, in order to be mefagel, it has to have a machshava b'chutz about that which is done b'chutz. Well, none of the karbanos that are done bifnim are shayich bizman hazeh. That's how the Brisker Rav explains. So says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye elameyata kol shchitas kachim lo listeni. So what are we doing over here? Why are we learning zvachim? Why do we learn anything about kachim? You're going to tell me that we have no business learning based on the feedback feedback I'm getting about how people's experience has been with the Zvachim, they'd be like, yeah, right, what are we doing over here? You know, Cohen came over to me recently and told me, thank God I'm a lefty, because I can't do this. So why did we learn any kachim? Hilsa l'mashichu. All of this is not nogea b'zman hazeh. Ella drosh v'kabel schar. There's a mitzvah, liman ha-Torah. So we learn about it, and we'll get schar for learning the halachos. So chanami drosh v'kabel schar. So about this psak as well, why don't we just say drosh v'kabel schar? That now we know what the halacha is about having a machsheves pigel on the chatos epidemios, you know, that it has to be all about bachutz. So why can't we just say drosh v'kabel schar? So he says, no, hachika minilach. My problem was not that we're learning about it, it's hilchus alamali. Why do you need to be koveya ahalacha? Yeah, you got to do you have to know the basics of the dinim of kachim, even though they're not nogeya bizman hazeh. But why do you have to be koveya halacha by something that's not nogeya at all bizman hazeh? That we don't typically do, to be koveya ahalacha. Tosus asks the kasha, Tosus brings from many, many places in Shas, where it seems that we are koveya halacha, even by things that are not nogeya bizman hazeh. Tosus points out, for instance, the Gemara in Yevam Staf Nun Bey has a machlokas abiyosi ben dustoy and the rabbanan, whether the chavite kohen gadol, whether when the kohen gadol would bring his chavite kohen gadol, does he bring the komets lavona in the morning and a komets ben arbayim, or a chatzi komets in the morning and a chatzi komets ben arbayim? Who cares? I mean, why would you pass an halacha on that? It's we'll figure it out. You must have mashiach. It has nothing to do with us. So Tosus gives two terutzim. Terutz number one that Tosus gives is that it's only Rav Yosef who holds that we don't pass in hilchus the Mashiach, but it seems that the majority of Amoraim disagree, meaning it's Dafkar of Yosef who says, here's my problem, Hilchus of the Mashiach, but everybody else has no problem with Hilchus of the Mashiach. Or alternatively, Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Chaim that you don't ask Hilchus of the Mashiach unless it's something that both is only Nogea Limos of Mashiach and is only nogeya if someone did something wrong, if someone did an avera, because that combination of it being based on an avera being done and only being relevant to be Moshe Mashiach, that's never going to happen, because la asid lavo, we're all going to be behaving ourselves. We're not going to be doing avera so much. So that's what we're asking. That's what we ask Hilchus of the Mashiach when it involves an iser and something that's only nogeya be Moshe Mashiach. But Tosfos has a whole bunch of other sugyas that they ask from as well, where it seems to be that we have Hilchus of the Mashiach. The answers are still the same. That maybe it's only Shitas Rav Yosef. It just bears mentioning that in Tosfos, one of the sugyas that he brings up is Tainus Daf Dalid, where there's a machlokas about at what time we're shoal the geshamim, and Tosfos over here points out that halach kram gomliel damar b'shiva b'mar cheshvan. Come on, you don't do better than that as far as the Daf Yomi coincidence. Like on the page, it says shiva b'mar cheshvan, and to add to it, Rav Meir Shapiro's yard site today, Shiva B'mar cheshvan. So he put it on his yard site, the greatest Daf Yomi coincidence ever. Okay, so... But that's the comment that Tosfos has as far as Hilchus of the Mashiach is concerned. So says Gemara, Lishna Achrina. By the way, just also an interesting point. The Karen Ora raises a kash. He says, what did we say? That we're happy to learn the dinim of kachim because drosh v'kabel schar, that it doesn't have to be nogei halacha l'maisa. We're drosh v'kabel schar. So says the Karen Ora, that's why we learn the kabel schar. Whatever happened to the mission in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, that you should not be mishamish nesarav al menas l'kabel pras, havuka avadim shemishamish nesarav shalo al menas l'kabel pras. So he says, no, it doesn't mean that we're doing it al menas l'kabel pras. It's just, it's a natural consequence of doing good things, is that you're going to be mekabel schar. But that's not our motivation in doing good things. We do good because it is good. But it happens to be, you're mekabel schar for it. Lishna achrina amarle, another lashon, another version of what Rav Yosef said to Abaye is halacha ka'amina, that instead of using the phrase hilchus al-mashiach, seems very similar. He's saying, I wonder why you're kaveya halacha on something that's not nogeya halacha l'maisa at all. So that's what he's asking, that it's only nogeya l'asadavu, so why are you... Why are you being kovei halacha? It seems that it's the same idea, just in different words. Okay, new Mishnah. Kachei ovdei chavim ein chayav aleihem mishum pigel no servitame v'ashoktan b'chutz pater divrei Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon holds that when a goy brings a korban when a guy is makdish a karban, the guy's karban is not subject to any of the typical psulim that a Jewish person's karban would be subject to pigul, to noser, to tshtameh, to shchutichut, shechting ratzar di azara, whereas Rabbi Yossi Mechayev, Rabbi Yossi says, kachay of the chavim have all the same dinim as kachay Israel. So a few things over here. First of all, we're talking about pashtos, when we talk about kachay of the chavim, we're talking about nachrim that are makdish a karban that they need. They're doing it for their own purposes. However, the Achiezer writes, Rav Chaim Eizer writes in Achiezer that what if the Nachri is Makdash HaKarban al menas sheyischaper bo Yisrael? He's Makdash HaKarban for a Jew to get kapara, right? Is the guy is the owner of the company and they have matching grant, whatever. So the Jew needs a karban. The guy's going to pay for the karban. He's going to pay for the Jew's charity. So is that considered a karban of a Nachri, which is not subject to pigul noser v'tameh, or is it considered? Do we look at the mischaper of the karban? And the mischaper of the karban is the Jew. So the Gemara has a similar suffix in Maseches Temura about Temura, according to Rabbi Shimon, that we don't make Temura in a karban. So does that apply to the person who's mischaper being a Jew or not a Jew, or the person who bought the karban? So Rav Chaim Eizer says you could bring a raya from Tosfos, Dibra Maschal Vashochtan, that it's Dafka Linyan Temura that the Gemara is a suffix. But as far as Pigul Nosra Tame, we for sure follow the mischaper. We for sure go with the mischaper. So if a guy pays for a Jew's carbon, it has all the dinim of a Jewish carbon. It does not have any of the dinim of a non-Jew's carbon. There's also machlokas achronim, whether kachay akum are excluded from pigul only insofar as there's no chiyuv kares for eating it. But nevertheless, the carbon is still going to be pasul hakrava, and it's still going to be usher to eat such a carbon. Or do we say no? A machshava chutzis mano has no impact on the carbon of a guy. Right? That's the subject the achronim have. Do we say that a machshava chutzis mano on the carbon of a guy just means nothing? It doesn't accomplish it. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't impact the carbon of a guy. Or do we say no? It pasuls it. It's just not going to be chayiv kares. So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayis says that it's a davar pashut that it doesn't do anything. It has no impact whatsoever. That's the Mishnah's whole point. However, the Minchas Chinuch writes that kachay akum are only excluded from the chiyuv kares of achilas pigul, but the carbon absolutely does become pasul. The carbon absolutely cannot be hukrav. It actually does become pasul. As far as nosar is concerned, the Minchas Chinuch writes that even though they're not chayiv al achilas basar nosar with kachay akum, but the iser not to be mosir is shayich by kachay akum as well, meaning if you by kachay akum, you're not allowed to purposely leave the meat of the carbon out beyond the zman achila. Maybe there's no formal isser of actually eating it once you did leave it, but there's still an isser to be mosir it. So exactly to what degree we exclude all of kachay akum from all of these halachos is subject to debate, right? As in the examples that I just gave. So this was the machlokas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon on the one end and Rabbi Yossi on the other end, where Rabbi Shimon says kachay akum are pretty much excluded from all of these things, and Rabbi Yossi holds that kachay akum are chayiv in all of these things. Tanur Rabbanan, so Braisa elaborates, kachay of the chavim lo nenin v'lo malin, you're not allowed to get hana'a from kachay of the chavim, but if you do, you didn't violate mi'ila, ve'in chayavin alein mishum pigul noser v'tam, and kachay of the chavim are not subject to pigul and nosar and tameh ve'enos in tamura. If you did a tamura with a behema of kachim of a nachri with a behema schulin, the behema schulin is not nitfas b'kedusha. Normally, when you do tamura, when you take your karban and you try to transfer that kedusha onto another animal, the both animals end up being kadosh. But when you take kachay akum and you say, okay, I want the kedusha of this karban to extend onto that chulin animal, nothing happens to that chulin animal. It's fine. Nothing changes about it. Ve'in mevin nesachim. Ovdei chavim are not able to bring nesachim of yayin as its own independent karban. Aval karbanon ta'un nesachim divrei Rabbi Shimon. But the karbanos of ovdei chavim still require nesachim that go along with the zevach. meaning sometimes Nesachim are brought independently as their own Karban, and sometimes Nesachim are add-ons to a Zevach. So when it comes to Kodshei Akum, they cannot bring Nesachim as their own independent Karban, but they do bring Nesachim as an add-on to a Zevach. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Roa Ani Bekulan Lahachmir, that I think about all of these dinim, about Kodshei Nachrim, that were Machmir, like the status of Kodshei Yisrael. Shenemra Behen LaHashem, because the pasuk from which we learn that Nachrim are allowed to bring a carbon in the first place says LaHashem. It says Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Umenager Bi Yisrael Asher Yakriv Karbono L'Chol Nidreihem L'Chol Nidvosam Asher Yakrivu LaHashem Li'Ola. So it sounds like even Kodshei Nachrim are included in Kodshei Hashem, which means that it has all of the sensitivities of full Kodshim. It has all the halachic sensitivities, and therefore it's going to have all these restrictions that Kodshei Yisrael typically have. So now the Gemara says, within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, at least the way Rashi understands, within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, that there's no chiyuv mi'ila on getting when you get hana'a from Kodshei Akum. So Rabbi Shimon says, not always, but medvar mormur b'kodshei mizbeach. When do I say that there's no chiyuv mi'ila if you get hana'a from Kodshei Akum? That's only if it's something that's kadosh b'kedushas mizbeach, that it was that the animal has kedushas mizbeach, it's meant to be hukrav on the mizbeach. Avul b'kodshei bet kabayis, but that which the Ovid Chavim is makdish just for bet kabayis, just for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's a lower level of kedusha and ma'olin behen, but it's subject to me'ila, even though the Ovid Chavim was the one that was makdish it. That is the way Rashi learns that we're talking within Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there's no me'ila on kachay akum. It's not all kachayam. Kachay bet kabayis are subject to me'ila. Tosvos, however, understands the opposite, that this chilik is within Rabbi Yossi, meaning that according to Rabbi Shimon, there's no mi'ila by kachay akum, regardless, kachay mizbeach, kachay bet kabayis, there's zero mi'ila by kachay akum. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says that there is mi'ila on kachay akum, and he disagrees with Rabbi Shimon, that's only by kachay bet kabayis that he disagrees. But he'll agree by kachay mizbeach that there's no mi'ila. That's how Tosos learns. Okay, but that's the chilik, a potential chilik within one of the Tanaim between kachay mizbeach and kachay Bedek Habayis. So now let's go back to discuss some of the elements of this brisa. So we said in this brisa, lo nenin v'lo molin, the kachay of the chavim, you're not allowed to get hana'a from them, but there is no violation of mi'ila should you get hana'a from them. So it says, lo nenin midrabanan. The lo nenin, that you're not allowed to get hana'a, that's only a din midrabanan. V'lo molin, the fact that you're not violating mi'ila, that you don't violate mi'ila when you do get hana'a, is the gamar mi'ila chet chet mitrumas, because we have a gezer shava that links the parsha of mi'ila to the parsha of truma, to be truma ksiv b'nei Yisrael, and we dash v'lov d'chavim, and by truma it says b'nei Yisrael. So we learn that the din of truma is only by b'nei Yisrael and not by ovdei kochavim. So therefore, we since we have a gzeira shava that links truma to mi'ila, mi'ila is also only by kachay b'nei Yisrael and not by kachay ovdei kochavim. So that's the limud that they're not chayav mishum mi'ila. What about the other things the brisa said? Vein chayavin love mishum pigul, nosar, v'tame. We said kachay akum are not subject to the normal problems of pigul and nosar and tame. My taima, da'asi pigul avon avon minosar. That we have a limud gzera shava that links pigul and nosar. Va'asi nosar chilul chilul mituma. And we have another gzera shava that links nosar to tuma. And ubetuma ksiv. And when it comes to eating kachim betuma, it says B'nei Yisrael. So we darshan B'nei Yisrael v'lo of the Kochavim and not of the Kochavim. So from the Gzeir Shava, we say, so of the Kochavim are excluded from the dinam of Tuma. So who adin the Gzeir Shava links it to Nosar. And from Nosar, we link it to Pigel. So Gzeir Shava will, you follow the Gzeir Shavas, and you see that all these dinam don't apply to of the Kochavim, to Kachay of the Kochavim. Ve'enos in Tumura. And then we said, and it also does not make Tumura, my taima. Why is it that Kachay Akum are not Osa Tamura, the Iskish Tamura, the Meiser Behema. Because we have a hekish between Tamura and Meiser Behema, because the pasuk by Meiser Behema says, Velo Yemirenu, Vimamer Yemirenu Vayuhu Tamuras Yekodesh Lo Yugael. So it says, Beferish about Tamura in the parsha of Meiser Behema. So we see that Tamura is linked to Meiser Behema. Umeiser Behema Iskish the Meiser Dagan. And Meiser Behema is linked to regular Meisros, from your grain, you know, the outside of the world of Kachim, just a din about Maestros, Uba Maestro Dagan Ksiv, and in the Parsha of Maestro Dagan it says, Bnei Yisrael, and we darshim lo avdei chavim, and therefore we assume that it's exclusive of the chavim. So where do we find that Meiser Behem is linked to Meiser Dagon? Because the pasuk says Aser Ta Aser is called to Bazaracha, and the Gemara in Bechoros learns from Aser Ta Aser b'shtei Meiser Sakasim Bedaber Achas Meiser Dagon v'Achas Meiser Behem. So the double lashon of Aser Ta Aser tells me that Meiser Dagon is linked to Meiser Behem. But since by Meiser Dagon we see Bnei Yisrael below the chavim, so I learn from Meiser Dagon to Meiser Behem, and then I learn from Meiser Behem to Mura. So now I know that of the chavim, that behemoths of the chavim, kachi of the chavim, are not subject to Tamura. Says the Gemara, wait a second. One of the most fundamental rules in the Midrash Shatar and Drash Ben, as far as the learning of kachim is concerned, remember, there are two fundamental rules. Number one is you need shana levakas of le'akev. And the second one is that which is learned from a hekesh cannot be chozer melamed behekesh in the world of kachim. V'chidavra lamed behekesh, chozer melamed behekesh. So how do you apply this din that kachi of the chavim are not subject to Tamura if you only know it because Tamura is hukash to Meiser Behem, and Meiser Behem is hukash to Meiser Dagon. That's a double hakish. So says Gemara, Meiser Dagon chulin hu. No, that's only rule in kachim. But over here, the melamed, the original point where we excluded of the chavim, is about Meiser Dagon. It's about Meiser on grain. It's got nothing to do with kachim. It has to do with Meisros. So therefore, we can learn a double hakish. So says Gemara, how does that rule work exactly? Meaning, what has to be kachim in order to apply this rule that you can't learn a double hakish? Hanich lemandi amar basar milamed azlinan. That explains very well if you assume that this rule of not of within kachim, you're not allowed to learn a double hakish, means that the original milamed has to be about kachim. And if the original milamed is not about kachim, then you're good to go. Then you can apply a double hakish. So that works well over here because the original milamed is Meiser Dagon. It's not Meiser Behem. It's not kachim. But if you assume that we define, we label something as either kachim or not kachim, not based on the original melamed, but based on the original lamad, based on, right, if there's a three-step process, went from Meiser Dagon to Meiser Behem to Tamura. So the Meiser Dagon is the Meiser Behem is the one we look at. The middle one is the one we look at. And that's kachim. Meiser Behem is kachim. So Michael Amemers, how can we have a double hekesh over here? So because of that kasha, the Gemara says, okay, we need a different source to be Mimait Nachrim from Meiser Behema, and then we'll use the Hekish from Meiser Behema to Tamura. Ela Meiser Behema, Chovesh Ein Kavul Zmanu. Meiser Behema is a din that Min HaTorah does not have a set Zman. The Rabbanim were Masakin Zman, but Min HaTorah, there's no set Zman for when you do Meiser Behema. V'chovesh Ein Zman Kavua, Yisrael Meisu Avdi Chavim Lo Meisu. And the rule is, whenever you have a Chiv that doesn't have a Zman Kavua, Goyim are not obligating it. So since we exclude Goyim from Meiser Behema, and it's not that din is not derived from a Hekish, it's inherent in Meiser Behema, so we can have a single Hekish to learn to Tamura that Kachay of the Chavim are excluded from Tamura. And then we said in the Braisa, Vein Revi in the Sachim, that a Nachri is not able to bring the Sachim as a Karban. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa that the Pasuk that teaches us that you could bring the Sachim as an independent karban, as a nedava, uses the word ezrach. So that means a native, right? A native citizen. Ezrach mevi nisachim, ben ovchav mevi nisachim. So that has a mashmaus of a Jewish person, that a Jewish person can bring the sachim, but of the chavim cannot bring the sachim. Yachalote olas otuna nisachim. So you might think, when he's anyway bringing a karban that has nisachim that go along with it, that his karban ola doesn't get nisachim to go along with it. Tamalomar kacha. That's why it says about nisachim that are brought with a zevach kacha yasa l'shara echad, etc. To tell me that nisachim always go along with the karban, even a karban that's brought by a nachri. So the nachri is not allowed to bring nisachim as an independent, separate karban, but when he's bringing a zevach, the nisachim that go along with that zevach, he brings as well. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Roa ani b'kulam lahachmir, that I see about all these dinim that we mentioned, that kachri nachrim should have the same dinim Kinnas Katshei Yisrael, we should be machmir about all of them. And Rabbi Shimon, who says that, and then we had said that Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're not, there's no Me'ila by Katshei Nachrim, by Medvar Mamun, by Katshei Mizbeach, that that was only true by Katshei Mizbeach, but by Katshei Bet Gabayis, even Katshei Nachrim are subject to Me'ila. So my timer, why does Rabbi Shimon, why is he mechalik between Me'ila of Katshei Nachrim, between Katshei Mizbeach and Katshei Bet Gabayis? Because Kasavar, he holds, Ki Gamra Me'ila, Chet Chet Mitruma. When we learn the Gzeres Shava of Me'ila from Truma, from the Gzeres Shava of Chet Chet, that's mentioned by both Me'ila and Truma, to tell me that there's no Me'ila by Katshei Nachrim, Dumya de Truma, de Kedisha Kedush Saguf. It's only the limud from Truma only has the koach to be malamed about that, those kachim that are most similar to Truma. Truma has Kedush Saguf, so what we're going to learn from Truma is only going to apply to karbanos that have Kedush Saguf, namely kachim is beach. Aval Kedush Spedek Abayis, the Kedush Damim, lo. But Kedush Spedek Abayis, which does not have Kedush Saguf, it only has monetary Kedusha. It only has Kedushas Damim, so then we're not going to learn from that Gezerah Shava. And therefore, Kachem Bedek Abayis, that belongs to Unachri, has a din of Me'ila, even though Kachem Mizbeach would not have a din of Me'ila. So now, says Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that discusses the following, meaning the question is going to be, does the opinion that holds that Kachem Akum have the same restrictions as Kachem Yisrael, what about the Ritzui Dam, that became Tame? What if there's Dam Shenitma? Can it be Meratza by Kachei Akum? So Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa. Dam Shenitma Uzroko, if Dam became Tame and you were Zorik it on the Mizbeach anyway, you weren't supposed to, but you did. So Bishogeg Hortza, if it was Bishogeg, it works and it's Matir, the Basar of the Karban Ba'achila, right? It's fine. But Bemezid Lo Hortza, if you did it Bemezid, it will not have the desired result and you're not allowed to eat the basar of that carbon. So b'medva mamurim b'yachid. That's only by a carbon yachid. Avol b'tzibur. But if it's a carbon tzibur, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid hortza. Whether it was b'shogig or mezid, it accomplishes ritzui, and therefore you're allowed to eat the basar of that carbon. Uba ovdik chavim bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid lo hortza. And by ovdik chavim, if you did this, whether you did it b'shogig or mezid, it's not machshir the carbon. It's not miratze. So amru rabban kamed Rav Papa, so the Rabbanan said in front of Rav Papa, Kiman, who's this brisa going like? Delok Rabbi Yossi. It must be against Rabbi Yossi. Why? Di Rabbi Yossi hamar b'kulanini ro'a la'achmir. Rabbi Yossi says that Kachay of the Chavim have all the same dinim as Kachay Yisrael. And here this brisa makes a very clear distinction. It said in the brisa that ba'ovdik Chavim bein b'shogig bein mezid lo hortza. Whereas by Yisrael, b'shogig, we said it is hortza. Right? And So it's a very clear distinction. So it must be against Rabbi Yossi. So Amalu Rav Papa, Rav Papa responds, no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yossi. This brisa could even be going like Rabbi Yossi, that who equates Kachay Nachrim with Kachay Yisrael about all the dinim that we had mentioned in the brisa. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi is going to still say that there is one difference between Kachay Bnei Yisrael and Kachay of the Chavim, and that is Ritzoy of Dam that became Tameh. Shaini Asam, Da Amar Kra, Lahem lo lo v'dichavim, that dafka by the din of Zrikas Dam that became Tamei, there's a special Gzeres HaKasuv that doesn't work for Ovdichavim. So even Rabbi Yossi, who doesn't buy any of the other drushes that we made earlier that distinguish between Ovdichavim and Yisrael, and he thinks that all the dinim of a carbon of Yisrael apply to a carbon of an Ovdichavim, dafka when it comes to Dam that became Tamei, what does it accomplish? Will it be able to be Meratza? He holds that for sure not for an Ovid Chavim, because there is a special Gzeres HaKasuv. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan Rav Papa Elameata, if you're correct that we use the word Lahem to exclude Ovdik Chavim, so in the Parsha of Tuma, the Pasuk says, Asher Heim Makdishim, so Achinami, you want to Heim Velo Ovdik Chavim, you want to make the same drasha that the Torah says that you can't eat Kachay Yisrael B'tumas Aguf, but Ovdik Chavim are allowed to eat. You are allowed to eat Kachay Ovdik Chavim B'tumas Aguf. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, I thought we're machmir by Kachay Nachrim with all the same chumras of Kachay Yisrael, including Achilu B'tumas Aguf, including eating the carbon while you are Tameh. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't make such drushas. He doesn't say Haim as opposed to Ovdik Chavim, and therefore he wouldn't say over here either Lahem as opposed to Ovdik Chavim. Ela Amravashi Amar Kra, the pasuk when it talks about the ritzoy of dam that became tame, which requires ritzoy tzitz l'ratzon lahem. The pasuk says that it accomplishes l'ratzon lahem v'vdichav nab b'nei artzon in him. It's something much more fundamental. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi says that all the dinim of kachay Yisrael apply to kachay v'vdichavim, with one exception, and that is dam that became tame going to be meratze? Well, meratze requires dam that becomes tame being meratze, it being its ability to be matir, the basa b'achila, relies on ritzoy tzitz, on the tzitz accomplishing the sense of ritzoy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That concept of ritzoy, Ovdei Chavim are excluded from. Ovdei Chavim do not have this principle called ritzoy. Ovdei Chavim are lav b'nei hartza'a ninu. They're not included in hartza'a. Some of the Achronim discuss what impact that has on tefillah. Does that mean that Ovdei Chavim are not able to be mispalel, that their tefillahs don't have it because our tefillahs are the ratzon lefnei Hashem? They also have a sense of ritzoy. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva, I think a pretty famous tshuva about school prayers, where he says that no, not only are Ovdei Chavim allowed to daven, he says it must be that they're allowed to daven, that their tefillahs count as tefillahs. He says because we brag about the Beis HaMikdash that it's a base tefillah l'chol ha'amim. Why would we brag about it that it's a base tefillah l'chol ha'amim if they're not even allowed to be mispalel? So it must be that they're allowed to be mispalel. He says on the surface though you would say that it's not one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach to daven because it's not listed in the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So he says it's true, it's not one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nai Noach to daven every day, but be'es tzara, when something happens, when someone's sick in their family, when they have something to daven for, he said absolutely it's a chiyuv for a guy to daven. And he says because that's part of emunah b'Hashem. Emunah b'Hashem means that you speak to Hashem when you need something. If you can't speak to Hashem when you need something, then what kind of emunah b'Hashem? And goyim are certainly included in the din of emunah b'Hashem. So they should be encouraged to daven to the one and only God, right? The tefillos have to be directed to the right place. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Dvarim she'in chayav aleihem mishum pigul. We gave a whole list of things that are not subject to pigul, right? The komets and the levona and the ketores. So chayav aleihem mishum noser umishum tamei chutz min adam. They're still subject to Nosra and Tameh, except for Dam. Rabbi Shimon Mechayiv B'davar Shadark on Le'achol. Rabbi Shimon says Yerchayiv Kares only on something that's Roy La'achila. Avale Eitzim V'alvona V'akhtores Ein Chayavan Aleim Mishum Tumah. But Eitzim, Lavona, and Ketores, which are not edible, they're not Roy La'achila, so you're not Chayiv Mishum Tumah for those things. So says Gemara, we have a Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Yachalo Yerchayiv Mishum Tumah El Eldavar Shiesh L'matirin Bein Ladam Bein Mizbech. You might think that just like pigul is something that only applies to items that have a matir, right? That's the principle of that's the fundamental concept, that pigul only applies to something that has something else that's matir la'achilos adam or la'achilos mizbech. So you might think that just like that's true of pigul, that the dinim of tuma also only apply to that which has a matir v'dinu. And I'll give you a cogent argument that should be the case. Uma pigul shehu kvia. Pigul, which is if you're violated, you're chayev achatas kavua. There's no negotiating the level of the korban that you bring for pigul. Ubi yedia achas, and there's only one yedia of pigul. If you eat pigul b'shogeg, when you realize that you did it, that's your yedia and your chayev achatas. V'lo hutar miklalo, and there are no exceptions to the din of a pigul. And still, ein chayev na lavel davar sheish matir meilad meilad mezbech. Even though pigul is so strict, nevertheless, we say that it's limited only to things that have a matir. So tuma shibola viyore, tuma, which is negotiable in terms of what you have to bring as a korban, depending on how wealthy you are. Ubishtei yedios, and in order to have the issur of tuma, you need to know about the tuma twice. Meaning, aside from knowing that you violated tuma after your achila b'tuma, you also have to know it has to have been a tuma that you were aware of prior to the achila. So you need to be aware of the tuma, forget about it, do the achila, and then become aware of it again. So there's a double yedia. V'hutar michlala, and tuma also is hutra b'tzibur. So eno din, if it's so negotiable, and I would think all the more so, kal v'chomer, she'enu chayv el adover sheish ha-matir, ben adam el mizbeach, that it's going to be limited to only things that have a matir. That's why Tamil Omer, asher heim makdishim li, that it sounds like it's including all kachim are subject to tuma, not only that which has a matir. Yochel miyad, so you might think that the yisra of achilas kodesh is chal right away. Tamil Omer yikrav, that's why the pasuk says yikrav, that it's not chal, that it's not chal right away. The it has to be after it's huta la'achila or la'akrava. Amar Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar says the lashon of yikrav could be explained that even if a tamei person touches kachim, you're going to be chayiv. V'chi yesh nogeash u'chayiv, but do we ever have such a thing that you touch kachim and you're chayiv kares? El matam lomer yikrav. So what is the pasuk teaching me with the word yikrav? B'huch shali karev hakasam medaber. That it's telling me that we're talking about basar kodesh that became ra'oi la'akrava or ra'oi la'achila. Ha'ketzad yesh lo matirin. So if it has some other matir, like the emurim or the basar, that the dam that's nizrak is matir, the haktar of the emurim, it's matir, the achil of the basar. The shiari mincha of the komets are that your maktir is matir, that when you're maktir the komets, it's matir, the shirayim la'achila. So that's where you're going to be chayiv for tumma, misha yikruvu matirav, only when the matirin are brought. But ein lo matirin, if it's something that doesn't have a separate matir, well then misha yiktash b'kli, then as soon as it's put into a kli shares, it's already going to be kodesh and subject to the isur of tumah. So anyway, so that's how we know that you're chayiv mishum tumah, even for things that you're not chayiv mishum pigul. Tomorrow we're going to pick up with how do I know that you're chayiv mishum nosar, even for things that are not chayiv mishum pigul. So that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with the ashkechan tumah nosar minalan. Okay, have a great day.